Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of Infinity by Magasco. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Infinity by Magasco was released on June 23rd, 2023 under Bomenda Boy Records. It's got 11 tracks, which represents 33 minutes and 48 seconds of runtime. There's one feature, and that's Darina Victory, also from Cameroon, like Magasco. There are multiple producer placements, and I mean, we gotta say it as it is. Magasco himself leads the way as a producer, the producer that he is, and singer. There's Master Robusta, there's Sang Tam, Simplice Magic Fingers, and Sounded Beats. It's been a while since I reviewed a Magasco project. I think the last one that I reviewed was Heart in 2019, 4 years. Yo! And not even that he hasn't been releasing music. I think I missed the last one, Affection, last year. I think it was a 9-track album or something like that. But anyway, let's forget about that. So I really went into this not knowing what to expect. I've, you know, kept up with some songs here and there, but I haven't listened to my Magasco project since 2019, to be honest. But I was expectant. It's Magasco. Come on, man. It's Magasco. As you hear the water flowing and the birds chirping on African Child, you know this guy is bringing something that's close to home. You know, those natural sounds that just remind you of where you're from. That's the first track, the opening track, African Child. And it is different, you know, because he is encouraging African children all over the world to remember that there is nobody like them. There's nobody like you, African Child. And it's a great way to open up an album, you know, with a positive vibe. The second track, Wina, is very interesting and super local sounding. It takes some of those sounds that you hear, you know, when the African movie is set like in the sticks, it's set in the rural areas. That kind of, some of those types of sounds. It's not quite like that, but that's what it reminds me of. And it just almost picks up from African Child in a different sort of way, but really keeping the Afrocentrism. Then you get into the heavy track Paradise, which is a dedication to his late father, and it's like, hey, we'll meet again in paradise. And it's a really heartfelt, there's a reggae kind of vibe to it, and Magasco has played in that reggae realm quite a fair bit, and he's so good at it. The sound that he makes when he does that, the sonics are just brilliant, and he knows how to sing over such a vibe. I've got a feeling this is some of the type of music you probably listened to while growing up. And of course, if you're a friend of the podcast and you want to support the African Album Review podcast, head over to redsau.com, which is redsau.com. Purchase one of the I Love African Music t-shirts. And for the ladies, you can also get a very nice, classy African Ankara and Kente Kitenge tote bag on redsau.com. redsau.com. I think Night and Day is a song to watch. This is a love song. The guy is obsessed with the girl. He loves her and he just, you know, he adores her. And just the, it's got a make a cross between Afro beats and Zouk with a bit of Compa Guyard in there as well. Yo. Easily one of the most beautiful songs on this album. Now, what was interesting about Infinity as a listen was, from song to song, almost the sound and the genre seemed to change. But it still flowed in a way which made you want to find out what more is there after I listened to this track. Because when you move to ecstasy, you know, it's pretty chilled, it's cool, it's vibey. Then you go to Vaulence, the title Vaulence, V-A-W-L-E-N-C-E, Vaulence. That's a good title, man. Nice one, my guys. It's just got this do bounce, man. You listen to it and you're like, yep. And it's talking about Vaulence. Then you move to songs like Chocolate, Ferite, and they sound so good, man. In that Afrobeats realm, kind of like slow to mid-tempo, sort of, doesn't go too fast, it's just nice, you know? And that's Magaska for you. And then you get to like track 9, which is Suffer, and it takes that almost Francophone Africa drill type of sound, which is mixed with some of their local instruments, and the jazz just sounds sweet. It just sounds sweet and different. Yeah, this guy knows his music, man. And then he comes through with Amapiano on Tom by Tom, that Afro piano. And by the way, I do have an Afro piano playlist. I should have told you about this. Just search on Spotify for the Afro piano playlist by MJ Omoto and follow that playlist. I actually added Ton by Ton to that playlist as I was doing this review, because yo, the song fire again. And interestingly, track 11, which is Don Don, is the Magasco I remember from my 2019 review. Fast paced, almost like afro house, afro pop thereabouts. Yeah. And I'm thinking, yeah, this was the Magasco from back then. So he did retain it for one song, but this is a completely different Magasco. Now, how many songs did I even save on this album? I saved 9 out of 11. Bruh, this guy is good. So we get to the point where we ask, what is the verdict on Infinity by Magasco from Cameroon? And for me, this album is a solid 8.7 out of 10. Like, it's really, really good. Of any Cameroonian projects I've heard recently, this is head and shoulders above the rest. He really came through musically, something different. He didn't give too many tracks. He gave just enough, but a lot of variety, and everything sounded in place and good. The mixing, the mastering was fire. Yeah, Magasco, well done, bro. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.